Visiting teaching message. Rejoice in the atonement of Jesus Christ. Prayerfully select and read from this message the scriptures and teachings that meet the needs of the sisters you visit. Share your experiences and testimony. Invite those you teach to do the same. The Prophet Joseph Smith. The fundamental principles of our religion are the testimony of the apostles and prophets concerning Jesus Christ, that he died, was buried, and rose again the third day, and ascended into heaven, and all other things which pertain to our religion are only appendages to it. History of the Church, Volume 3, page 30. How do we rejoice in the atonement? Romans chapter 5, verses 10 to 11. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. President Heber J. Grant, 1856 to 1945. I rejoice in knowing that Jesus is the Redeemer of the world, our elder brother, and that his name and his name alone is the only one under heaven whereby we can gain salvation and come back and dwell with our Heavenly Father and our Savior, and our loved ones who have gone before. Teachings of the Presidents of the Church, Heber J. Grant, 2002, page 225. Elder Neil A. Maxwell, 1926 to 2004, of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Jesus' glorious atonement is the central act in all of human history. It provides the universal resurrection. It makes our personal repentance and forgiveness possible. We are to change our thoughts and then behavior until we are turned away from our sins. Repentance is thus a continuing process in which each of us needs to draw on the atonement for real relief, real forgiveness, and real progress. It remains for us to claim the blessings of the Great Atonement. Testifying of the Great and Glorious Atonement, Leah Hona, April 2002, pages 7 to 8 and page 13, Ensign, October 2001, page 10 and 15. How can we claim the blessings of the Atonement? Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Essential ordinances of the Gospel symbolize the Atonement. Baptism by immersion is symbolic of the death, burial, and resurrection of the Redeemer. Partaking of the sacrament renews baptismal covenants and also renews our memory of the Savior's broken flesh and of the blood he shed for us. Ordinances of the temple symbolize our reconciliation with the Lord and seal families together forever. Obedience to the sacred covenants made in temples qualifies us for eternal life. The Atonement, Ensign, November 1996, page 35. Anne C. Pingree, Second Counselor in the Relief Society General Presidency. It is essential to have Christ at the core of our lives. In these perilous times, oh, how we need him. He is the source of strength and safety. He is light. He is life. His peace passeth all understanding. As our personal Savior and Redeemer, he invites us, one by one, with outstretched arms, to come unto him. I testify that he is always there, his merciful, loving arms outstretched. Choose ye therefore Christ the Lord. Leah Hona and Ensign, November 2003, pages 110 and 112. End of visiting teaching message.